a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So over the last sort of week or so, Tim and Jess have been very excited about the release of a movie.
Well, my understanding is that it is coming. Dodgeball 2.
Yeah.
Right? So Dodgeball 1, Vince Vaughn. Oh,
classic. Ben Stiller.
If you can duck a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Dodge a wrench, dodge a ball. You know, all that type of stuff. Amazing, yeah? Very funny.
Days.
Yeah.
So nothing confirmed in terms of who's going to be actually a part of it. You would imagine most of the cast will come back because a lot of them aren't working at the moment. So it's just... It's been announced that it's going to happen.
Well, they keep talking about it and I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. And I'm just like, whatever. Like, I haven't really been listening to them, to be honest.
Nor have I. Until yesterday, I just happened to accidentally switch on and I heard them say this.
The initial conversation was, okay, if we were going to play anyone in Dodgeball, who could we easily beat?
Tom Lingy.
Look, don't get me wrong.
Tom,
yeah,
he is a flexible man.
Very, for a 40-year-old, unbelievably flexible.
Very flexible, very wiry. Cameron Ling, premiership captain.
Yeah, okay, AFL he's the athlete of the team.
Also fell over on the sidewalk and busted his leg open. So I'm not too worried about... And his bones are half metal anyway from his injuries.
I'm a little bit worried about Log.
Log is the wild
card. She's got that, like, Wog fiery bit to her.
She could be the most dangerous player on the team, but also...
I think she's going to be their secret weapon.
I think there is... you wouldn't not put money on her crying in the corner.
And these are the conversations Tim and I have been having for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, let's throw down the challenge.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy, Loggy, do you guys want to play some dodgeball?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. Yeah, we'll meet you there.
Yeah, if we're not there, start without us.
You sure?
It could be a bit of fun.
They're talking a bit of smack there.
They are.
Well,
I wouldn't mind... Like, really making one of them cry.
Oh, yes. I love athletic Ling.
Go for the face.
Yeah.
I've never seen you in the moment of sport.
Repeatedly.
Well, like, you never watched any of his games?
No, I mean, like, in real life. I haven't been there.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the support. Thank you. If you give me, like, 3 or 4 balls at once and I can just, like, fire, like, straight in, I could really inflict some
damage. Can you kick dodge balls into people's faces? Are we allowed to do that?
We can try.
Sure, whatever. I don't care. There will be a referee. If we do this, we'll have to have a referee.
And an indemnity form, I imagine.
Yeah.
So don't be quick to dismiss that challenge. I'm up for it.
You played a bit with the round ball, didn't you? You represented Australia?
Yes, international rules.
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Irish styles.
Yeah, it was over in Ireland as a junior and a senior. Had a couple of good trips to Ireland. Yeah.
I think they're underestimating the fact that all three of us separately are known for our ball work.
Well, I mean, back in the day, we used to play schlag ball in Werribee.
Okay.
Oh, it's a Werribee thing.
Going to have to explain that one.
Did you say shiv ball?
No. Schlag ball.
Okay.
It was a great little game.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I got hit in the head quite a few times, but that means I can take it.
Mm.
I'm strong. I walked right into that one and don't even go there, Tom.
Okay.
Keep it clean.
The point is, though, to not get hit in the head in dodgeball.
Yes.
Yeah. You're supposed to dodge it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I can be the one that is like, hey, go for me. I'm the easy target and you boys can do the damage.
But we don't want you to get hit. We want you to dodge
it. But I'm quick.
She's
like
the shield.
Cat.
She's the human shield is the story. So you and I will be the cannons and she will be the human shield.
Yes, okay. And I'm quick like a cat, even though I do have a groin injury and a knee injury and plantar fasciitis at the moment.
That's why she will be this. We will hide behind her and throw balls.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, we're doing this.
So what, it's Tim and Jess and who? Ben.
Ben.
Okay.
Ben is the other one.
Benny's got athleticism. Benny's got ability.
Yeah.
Benny's running a marathon.
Yeah, Benny runs and keeps fit. I'm not scared of Tim and Jess at all.
Mm.
He does a bit with the Super Cats. Which is ball related, but I imagine if he's doing the Great Ocean Road Marathon this weekend, he won't want to go too hard.
Nah, exactly. We got him. Throw it at his legs.
I know Geelong Indoor Sports, they do dodgeball.
Do they really?
Yeah, I reckon we accept this challenge.
Only if we get to play in costume.
Of course, we don't do anything without costumes, mate.
Thank you.
All right, it's on. Tim and Jess and Ben
mm.
versus Tom, Lingy and Loggy, dodgeball style. Watch this space.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The Mashies have made waves across Australia because KFC has brought them back. It's a fan favourite. It's an iconic side dish and it hasn't been around for years. They did bring back the Mashies at one point with gravy on the inside, but all reports are that they were not so good.
Not quite as good. Now, all the fanfare and the fuss and the online chatter around the Mashies, I thought was a little overrated.
Well, on Monday we were talking about it, and because we knew they were being released yesterday, and we actually had people call and say how amazing they were.
Yeah.
And how they brought back memories of their childhood and how important it was to them.
So with my little rant about saying a bit of carry on, a bit too overrated, all this chat, all those calls prompted us to say, well, instead of just commenting from a place of ignorance like I was at that because I hadn't tried it again.
To be fair, it's quite on brand, but anyway.
Let's go out and actually try them again, see if they are worth all the fuss and all the carry on.
To be fair, ordinarily we would do an in-studio live sort of Facebook or Instagram where we do a taste test, but KFC don't open until 10 o'clock.
And we wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt by eating them hot,
fresh.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what we did yesterday.
All right. First cab off the rank. First review of Mashies, The Return, Cameron Ling.
Okay. Everybody's been carrying on about Mashies being back at KFC. I was a little questionable about just how good they were, so I'm going to give them a test. I've got a six-pack here. Dip them in a bit of gravy. They're good. I don't know. Maybe it's the gravy that's really good too.
Gravy was great.
This is number two. Yeah. I might have a point, actually. They're pretty damn good. I really regret not getting 12 now. Probably shouldn't have got that three-piece feed to go with it, though. Should have got 12 of these and that's all. Okay, all right. These are very good. I get the fuss. Very nice. All right. Maybe I was a little wrong. I admit.
Out of five? Did you give a score out of five?
I gave a score.
Yes.
Sorry, apologies. I should have given a score. Maybe I was extra hungry too. That was 5 out of 5.
Five out of five.
Well, that's the noises you were making at least.
Yeah.
Five out of five experience.
All right, let's crack into Loggy's taste test of the Mashies.
Time. Have you ever had Mashies? What's this? Aye, aye, aye. Okay. See? Thank you. Want me very excited about No. We've got a tub here of hot gravy. Ooh, I've never had, like, she's steaming. Mashy feels soft. Should I try it? I'm going to try it without the gravy first. Oh, my God, that's good. Okay, now with the gravy. Okay. A nice little puffs of joy. Solvent. They're very filling. They're very, I didn't expect them to taste like this, like soft on the inside, but a firm exterior. So you really get like that fillingness. Happy to eat them. Would eat again. Wombie, what do you think? You like it? 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 as well.
Four and a half out of five for me.
Okay. All right.
Four and a half out of five for me, 5 out of 5 for Wombie.
What dropped the half point for you?
I don't know. I just think, I just was like, they're good. Would I go get a 12-pack and just have that on its own? Maybe not. I'd probably use them as a side.
Did you get a 6 or a 12?
I got a 12. 12. And I got the receipt too, so... Work is coughing up that money.
Okay.
And I got 3 chicken strippies too.
I did, yeah. Good work.
All right. Well, just quickly, my review of the Mashies.
Okay, so I've just tried KFC's Mashies, which are back at KFC after being away for quite a few years. I never tried the originals, so I have no basis for comparison. Also didn't try the yucky gravy ones that people didn't like that were about sort of 5 years ago or maybe more now. So my initial reaction was it's kind of like popcorn chicken, but with potato inside instead. So it does have that classic herbs and spices on the outside. I didn't mind it. I quite like the texture. And I guess the one thing I would say is I probably couldn't eat too many of them, but they're good as a side. So that's my review of Mashies. Out of 5, I would give them a 3.5. And I definitely think you need to dip them in gravy.
3.5, Tommy? That's sort of just above average.
I'm not going to lie, I forgot to taste them. So it's just, I recorded that in the car this morning out the front of the office.
I knew it.
Saw the video and I was wearing exactly what I'm wearing right now.
And it was dark and I thought, oh, he's gone out late at night last night. You're the worst.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
As you would have heard in the news with Beck, residential bins across certain parts of Geelong that were due to be picked up on Wednesday and Thursday may go uncollected as garbage workers around the region walk off the job and go on strike.
Strike.
I think Beck mentioned in the news that you can put your bins out as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, eventually, they will be collected. Residents in these areas may be affected by these possible strikes, so 24, maybe 48 hours worth. Residents in Finesford, Herne Hill, Bell Park, Bell Post Hill, Belmont, Geelong West, Hamlin Heights, and Newtown.
Well, you better pass that on to the housekeeper there.
Yes. What happens with your bins then, Lingy?
I knew that would get a reaction off you two.
Do you have a chute that goes down into a special bin room?
What, just into
the
earth?
Tell them to fire up the billy because we are throwing everything on the fire today.
Well, that's what he'll do. He'll just incinerate.
Just incinerate it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
the
like
London smoke smog of 1956. We'll be back in Newtown.
A tunnel down to the earth's core just to let that incinerate it? Is that what?
So the butler's going to have to start digging? Like, what happens at your...
No, I imagine Newtown, they'll all just put it in a wheelbarrow and take it down to the river and throw it in the river.
Yeah, don't you just do drive-bys on people and just throw it at them?
All I'm saying... the strike won't last long because Newtown's involved.
Money talks.
Can I just say a big shout out to all our garbologist listeners because they drive the trucks and they do listen and they do wonderful work. And I have had some amazing moments with garbage truck drivers. And as I say that, it sounds weird, but at the end of the driveway, running out with Indian stuff to wave at them, give you a wave. They're lovely. So they know, pay them what they're worth.
Yeah. They know that they're in the way a lot of the time, all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it must be annoying because everyone's always behind them like, get out of the way. I'm driving here. And the thing is, if it wasn't for them, we'd be stuffed.
Yes, exactly right. And how fascinating is that claw, like the pickup and that for a little kid? They love watching the bins.
For a little kid, I watch
it. You still love it. Absolutely. The reason why they are striking is because Cleanaway are asking them to do more work for less pay. So hopefully they do get paid what they deserve.
Go on, Newtown. Raise that money.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play something right now. What TV theme? It's actually not that long of an opener, okay?
Yeah.
Just sit tight. Catch it. What TV theme? Just wasn't sure people would get the picture, you know, so I had to really commit.
Yeah, it's good to over-explain.
What TV theme? What TV theme?
No, still going.
Wait for it.
What TV theme? What TV theme? Better make up your mind. What TV theme? Yes, this is the game.
What's the name of it again?
What TV theme? Did you not count? What don't you understand about that?
No, we get it. Oh, yes, we get it.
You okay?
I nearly knocked the coffee over.
Oh, yeah.
But I caught it.
Happens to the best of us.
Sorry, mate.
So I play you a little bit of a TV theme song, you need to tell me what the TV show is. And if Lingy ever loses, we never play the game again.
And amazingly, I've won the last 2 weeks.
I know. Wow. This is so unfair on me because, you know, I'm competitive, but also I want to keep playing this.
Yeah, well, I mean, just don't know. Okay, I think it's okay if you win occasionally, but if you start acing it and just smashing Lingy, which is what you did for the first, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. I'm really good at audio, not words. I'm good at music. It's not my fault.
All right, mate. Talk yourself up.
I'm like the Paul McCartney of the team.
Tickets.
Oh, wow. You're ready for a big fall here, I think.
I'm the Ringo. We know. I love Ringo.
Love Ringo.
I love Ringo. Anyway.
He went on to bigger things with Thomas.
Yeah. Which controller was it?
Anyway. The fat controller.
Oh! All right, well, then play. Press the song then, man.
Our names are our buzzers.
Come
we know
on,
what
mate.
To do.
We're waiting here to play a song, so let's play one.
Okay, question number one. What TV theme, what TV show is this from?
Oh. I'm going to need a little bit more.
A little
than
bit
that.
More?
Loggy?
Loggy. Oh.
Is it Q&A?
No. Oh. I might save that for, next, for one of these weeks.
Oh, I was going real. I was thinking Game of Thrones.
No, it's also not Game of Thrones. It is actually The Queen's Gambit.
Good show. Watching it.
Trying to think of hot shows from sort of COVID times.
No, you're not. You're trying to think of things that will stump us both.
No, I was actually trying to think of something that Lingy would know. All right, here we go. Question number two. What TV show is this from?
If you're into fun.
What?
Oh.
If you're into fun and you love to play.
If you like funny
Loggy. Things, then put you away. It's Lamb Chop.
Yes!
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Was Lucy on it or like Lucy adjacent person?
Miss Sherry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was Lucy adjacent.
Lamb chops.
Where do you think I get my comedic styling from?
Sherry?
Lamb chop.
Okay. All right, so that's 1 point to you.
Okay.
Come on.
Lingy, this one might be more up your alley. Question number three, what TV theme is this?
Oh, you're choosing good ones.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, keep it rolling.
Lucky. It is border control. Border security!
No,
border security!
Nothing to do with borders. Stop with the borders.
Did you just call yourself Lockie, by the way?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I also have done that this morning.
I know.
Oh, you can have a little bit more.
Here we go.
I know it.
Do you know it now?
No, I don't, but it's my body knows it.
People in the car screaming at the radio.
Yeah.
Wait, let him have. Do you have it or you not?
No, I no. do not have
okay.
it.
Okay, Log?
Is it the mole?
No.
Oh.
That's your theme song. No, that was NCIS, guys.
Oh,
come on.
I've never seen an episode.
Never watched it.
All right, so how many are you?
One.
You're on one, you're on none.
Give me the tiebreaker as a possibility
just
to tie.
Why not? Here we go. What TV theme is this?
Loggy. It's Round the Twist.
You own the lighthouse.
Isn't that it? Going around the twist.
What a show. Amazing show. I tried to get my kids to watch it. They didn't love it as much as
I
did.
Hey, can we play that again? Because you're so good, Tom, at choosing the TV songs.
You don't have to butter me up. We can play it again. It's fine. Every so often you have to be able to win the game. You can't actually have games where you can't win.
Well done.
We get emails when that happens.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.